Hey guys, it's Ted here, writer of the show. And before I let everyone get into the official first episode of the podcast, I just want to say thank you. I want to thank everyone in the cast and crew who has helped my dream come to life, and I want to thank everyone who's listening and who shares this with everybody. It really means so much to all of us in the production. And one last thing. If you haven't yet, make sure you've listened to the first three trailers of the show in order because they have vital information for this episode and the rest of the series. Now, if you're all caught up, and you're, you know, heeding the content warnings, and be careful because the series can get kind of dark, then enjoy.
Cooking with the Smiths is a horror series that involves violence, gore, character death, and other heavy themes. Please listen with caution and use headphones for the best experience. Desired doneness of the pasta, you're almost done. Make sure you save just a bit of the pasta water, though, for the sauce. Perfect! Now we just let that drain for a moment while you slowly stir the pasta water and the parsley into the sauce. That starch from the water is really going to bring everything together. Good! Now add the noodles back in along with the shrimp that we cooked earlier. Perfect! We're almost done here. Plate it up, add some extra parsley or Parmesan cheese, if you'd like, and you're golden! This is great if you don't have a lot of time to cook. From fridge to table in just 25 minutes or so. And this is one of my favorite recipes too. Cheap and tasty. You really can't go wrong. As always, let me know if you try out this recipe. And feel free to recommend something for me to cook next week. I really do appreciate all the comments you leave me. It means the world to me. I'll see everyone next episode and happy cooking! Okay. Cool? Done. Babe! I'm all done here. Dinner's ready.
How'd it go?
What? You couldn't hear it?
No, I had my headphones in. Thought I'd give you the privacy this time around.
Oh, really? I kind of like knowing that you were listening to it happen live.
Really? All right, then I'll listen in next time. No worries. What'd you make?
Some shrimp pasta thing. Smells kind of good.
Yeah, definitely.
You get comfy, all right? I'll grab you a plate.
You're so good to me.
By the way, I'm sleeping over at my mom's house tonight, so I'll be back tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, Steven and Bridget asked if they could come over tomorrow night.
They're together again?
Yep. As of like a week ago, apparently. They wanted to come over and have a drink. Catch up, she said.
As much as I miss Steven, I don't want to be around Bridget. Not after everything.
I mean, he forgave her for it. He said it's okay. He's ready to move past
it. Well, I haven't forgiven her for it. She roughed him up pretty bad.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'll see if I can get him to come over here by himself, but I doubt it.
Well, it never hurts to try. It'd be nice to see him.
Yeah. Marjorie, this is good. Thanks, babe.
Yeah, always. You know, while I was cooking, I had to take the shells off these little guys, and it reminded me. You know how I was talking about maybe going vegan?
Oh, you weren't, like, serious about that, were you?
I mean, kinda. I wasn't joking.
I didn't think you were joking, I just didn't think you were gonna go through with it.
Well, I wasn't. Until today. I mean, I still might not. I'm not sure. I'm just thinking about it, is all. Having to devein shrimps really gives you the ick, you know?
Yeah, sure, but is that enough of an incentive for you to go vegan? I mean, it's a big commitment. You shouldn't just do it for the shrimps. Plus, it's pretty expensive.
I guess you're right, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
And you know money's tight right now, and plus, you know I'm a carnivore. I can never do with all that tofu shit.
Yeah, okay. Maybe later in life.
I'd still love you if you were vegan, though. As long as I get my steak somehow, I'll be fine. I'll go wash up. Thanks for dinner, babe.
Yeah, sure. Oh, and by the way, can you run to the store tomorrow and get me some pork tenderloin? Something a little cheaper, a little smaller maybe. I need it for the next episode.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll get it for you. Something cheap.
A bit fancier of a recipe than I usually do. It doesn't break the bank, though, and it is delicious. The honey is what really brings it all together. That sweet mixed with that mommy flavor is just to die for. And once the carrots are caramelized, it's pretty much ready to serve. Just slice up the pork and serve with the sides. This is really one of my favorite dishes, and hopefully it can be some of your guys' favorites as well. As always, let me know if you try this out, and I'm always open for recommendations and critiques. Happy cooking, and I'll see everyone in the next episode! Nate, dinner's ready!
Hey babe, looks good. What did you make?
You had your headphones in again?
No, I didn't, I just... It kind of zoned out.
You zoned out for the entire filming of a 30-minute podcast episode?
I'm sorry, baby. I'm tired. I had a long day.
Hey, no, it's all right. Don't worry. Sit down, okay? I'll get you a plate.
Okay.
Do you ever think it's kind of silly that I have a cooking podcast? I mean, I'm just saying I feel like I'd get a lot more views if there were visuals. That's a whole other thing, though. I'd need a camera, too, probably. I'd have to make sure my hair looks good every time I film.
I'm sorry, look, just don't...
Dude, what the hell is wrong with you? I don't even... What on earth compelled you to do that?
I just don't think it's... That butcher where I got the pork from, it's... Baby, it's... I see all these things all over Facebook. People keep getting sick from that guy, and... I mean, where else do I go to get a cheap cut of pork, you know? But I don't want you to get sick. I'm scared. I changed my mind. Can I just order us Chinese?
You changed your mind the second I went in to take a bite?
It's been a long day. My head's not screwed on right today.
No, it's not. What the hell is wrong with you? What's going on? You don't usually act like this.
Look, I told you I was tired. I am tired.
Tired? Nathan doesn't fucking smack utensils out of my hand when I try to
eat. I'm sorry, okay? I don't want you eating that.
What? You didn't put something in here, did you?
What does that mean?
I mean, you didn't try to poison me.
What the fuck?
Did you?
What?
When I went to the bathroom...
Where is that even coming from? Why would I even think about doing that?
You wouldn't... Usually, but I don't know what's going on with you tonight. I don't know why I can't eat this.
Just trust me. For once, trust me, please.
Then tell me why I can't eat it. If there's something wrong, just tell me. What's going on?
I can't, baby, please, I can't tell you.
If you won't tell me, then I'm assuming you poisoned me.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
If you're not going to tell me the truth, then I'm staying at my mom's tonight. Because I don't know what kind of secret you're hiding, but I don't feel safe around you right now. No.
Please, it's not, you know I would never try to hurt you, Steve, it's...
Steve? It's Steve? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Steve had something he needed to get rid of.
What the hell does that mean?
It's Bridget. No,
let me go!
Marjorie, baby.
Stop blocking the door, you bastard! Let me out!
Baby, look at me. Look at me. Trust me. Look, my hands are behind my back, okay? I'm not gonna hurt you. I'd never hurt you. I didn't kill her. I didn't kill anybody, okay? It was Steve.
Are we eating Bridget or are we eating Steve?
No, it was Bridget. It was... You know how Steve and her, she always used to... Well, you know what she used to do to him, and just... He fought back. You know, she left bruises and everything, and I guess the one time he fought back, it was an accident. And he needed my help, needed some way to dispose of the body, and what else could I do, you know? What else could I do with a human fucking corpse? I knew that if I gave the body to you, you could be...
I could eat your brother's fucking girlfriend?
No, I knew that if I gave the body to you, you could make something of it, make something... nutritious and make something good out of this whole situation. I know money is tight, and if it costs too much to keep buying meat to keep the show going, we could just use Bridget. And plus, it's already cooked and seasoned and everything. I hear it tastes like pork or veal, and it's cheap.
You're a fucking psychopath!
No, wait, please.
Psychopath!
This episode of Cooking with the Smiths was written and edited by Ted Hevner. It featured the voices of Alyssa Rodan as Marjorie and Ted Hevner as Nathan. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing or following us on our Instagram at Cooking with the Smiths Pod for updates. We hope to see you for next week's upload, and as always, happy cooking.